Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Networking Diva Hour radio show, always live, always heard worldwide.
Hello, listeners. Thank you for tuning in to the Networking Diva Hour today, and always a special thanks to the new listeners out there. Welcome. I'm your host, Janice Carlson, for the next hour and every Friday morning here live on Blog Talk Radio. We are so happy each week to bring this program to you and give many tips on the do's and don'ts, from networking, current events, to being the best that you can be, and all business information in between. We hope to guide you to success and to help put your best foot forward professionally, financially, and effectively. We look forward to your emails, your chats, your posts, your tweets. You can reach us in the chat room or send me an email at host@thenetworkingdivahour.com, and we will answer your questions to the best of our ability and help lead you to success. I say to you every week, if you're always networking, when are you working your business? So grab a latte and sit back and enjoy the show.
And I have another quote for you today, in reference to our show on gratitude, and it's from John F. Kennedy. And he stated, as we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. What a great quote that is. And I'm excited today to have you listen to our show, which, as you know, we only have 3 shows left after this one. And today we're having back for the final time Dr. Johnny Bergstrom, your gratitude doctor, for a full presentation. And he'll be speaking somewhat from his book, Gratitude Changes Everything, along with a few other surprises for us. So I hope you could sit back and relax and listen to the show. But always remember, if you cannot, say you have to work or you have to leave, you can always go back after the live show and go into Blog Talk Radio, the Networking Diva Hour, and listen to any of our shows over the past 10 years, by date, by topic, by guest. You could sit back, download them, share them with a friend is what we ask, or just sit there and replay it until you get your notes. So that's what I liked about Blog Talk Radio all these years. But you know, I like to start my show with thanking the people, or some of the people over the past 10 years, the most current ones, for being our sponsors, and that is Kathy Bilkus, your Tax Lady Accounting Services, Shield 616, Protecting Our Protectors, ColoradoSpringsOver50.com, and of course the Center of Gratitude Radio Show with Dr. Johnny Bergstrom, which we will hear from shortly. But I also wanted to say, you know, holiday season is, as we know, a very stressful time where people and mental health issues seem to come out of the, hidden places where they are all year. But if you know, or if you are someone that is struggling right now with the holiday season or with your mental health, and is considering suicide, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at #988 or call them at 1-800-273-8255 or text STRENGTH to the crisis text line at 741-741, or just go into their website, suicidepreventionlifeline.org. and make sure if you know of anyone who's struggling or yourself to talk to someone. This is a very fragile time of the year. It's not just joyous for everyone. So I wanted to get that in and tell you about that. I don't have any announcements what's going on this weekend. I'm sure there's holiday shows and craft fairs and everything going on all around us, maybe in your city, your state, definitely all around us in our state and in our city here in Colorado Springs. On a gloomy morning, we've had such beautiful weather. It was 71 degrees the other day, and I got all my outside decorating done. And today it's kind of cool and dreary, so that means winter is on its way. Also, Hanukkah started last night, so happy Hanukkah to the people who celebrate Hanukkah. That started at sundown last night, and that's the only other announcements I have. So we're going to talk a little bit about the new year and rethinking gratitude before Dr. Johnny Bergstrom comes on with his presentation. So again, don't scurry for a pen and paper. You can always play the show back after the live show. So it's almost the new year, 4 weeks away, which means that it's also time to imagine new beginnings and better futures. It's time, in short, for the new year goals. You know I don't like the word resolution because they end right after they start. But if you set your goals, they're more likely to follow you throughout the year. It has been quite a year, and we're feeling sucker-punched in the mist as we end 2023. As the year-end looms even closer on the calendar, we question how to practice gratitude in the new year. You know, COVID shook, sifted, and reassembled our daily lives over the past few years. We held our breath through the daily death toll, mask requirements, and losing jobs. We bowed our heads during the riots, the fires, the mass shootings, the voting season, and we're left standing in the aftermath. Families are missing their loved one. Churches are divided, and the communities are not the same. Is it possible to find gratitude and joy again? Is it even possible to be hopeful of the new year? Pain easily overshadows joy. What went well, however, takes time to notice because the latter is most likely something we commonly take for granted. This is the reason Thanksgiving comes before Christmas and then the new year. So how do we practice gratitude in the new year while we are standing in the ashes of what once was? Gratitude is particularly has become a popular resolution, which I don't like to use, or goal. For many of us, living gratefully seems to promise more happiness in our lives. But what if we've got gratitude all wrong? We come to ask, does the problem lie in how gratitude tends to be defined? The debt of gratitude? Gratitude is often defined as feeling of obligation and indebtedness towards those who give us a gift or help us out some way. Consider how many of us use the phrase, I owe you a debt of gratitude. Or, one good turn deserves another. The debt of gratitude idea dates back to the foundations of Western culture, to Aristotle, Cicero, and the New Testament. According to a leading contemporary expert on gratitude, UC Davis psychological professor Robert Emmons, to be grateful means to allow oneself to be placed in the position of the recipient. To feel indebted and aware of one's dependence on others. Or, as he argues elsewhere, gratitude is an acknowledgement of debt, and ingratitude, the refusal to admit one's debt to others. Excuse me. Had to take a drink there. Talking too much. In this framework, people are debtors and givers of debt. According to another philosopher, Shelley Kagan, if someone does you a favor, you owe them something. You owe them a debt of gratitude. People judge the value of others based on what they can offer. Did you know that gratitude requires that a giver give not only a gift, but also a gift dear to himself, a pearl of great price, as it were? The degree to which we feel gratitude always hinges on this internal secret assessment of cost. It is too intrinsic to the emotion and perfectly logical that we don't feel all that grateful for gifts that we receive that cost little or nothing to the giver. In other words, gifts and kindness involve a calculation of cost, which extends to repayment. Gifts are calculated gestures that must be repaid with an expression of thanks and, if possible, reciprocal gifts. Thinking in such terms might encourage people to see their relationship in economic terms as transactions to be judged by market criteria of gain and loss. To that end, keeping a gratitude journal, just like a bank statement or checkbook registry, as a place to manage gratitude debts. We want to encourage you to think of gratitude as being a debt you owe, the same way you're called upon to pay your monthly bills, the art of gratitude. Gratitude is about more than individual happiness. All happiness is bound with yours and with everyone else's. Gratitude authors who urge us to focus on the debts we owe to others are reminding us of this fact. The trouble is that the value of our relationships cannot be calculated with numbers on the page, and trying to do so might make us miss out on what is most important. Take, for example, a recent birthday gift I received of a nice aluminum water bottle, because I'm water freak, as everyone knows. A friend said that she saw it and thought of me. Of course, I thanked her. But rather than immediately calculating the cost of the gift and determine how I would repay her, I asked this question: why did you choose a water bottle? She told me when she grew up in the United States, she did not have access to clean water. She knows I travel a lot, and she wanted me to take clean water with me wherever I went. Moreover, she hoped that it would help us cut down on plastic bottle waste because she said, we all share this planet, unquote. I was really taken back by that. I might have missed all of this had I pondered on how best to repay it. Instead, the gift prompted a conversation that reminded me of our fundamental interconnectedness. My actions, she was saying, impacted her life just as her action impacted my own. This is interconnected world we live in. It is crucial to recognize that our daily practices of gratitude have broader social and political implications. Say I feel gratitude to access to clean air. I feel this gratitude because my grandson grew up with asthma, and I know how hard it was for him to breathe polluted air. I need not feel indebted to anyone for this clean air. Clean air is not a gift. I am grateful because clean air is necessary for life. Same is true for clean water. Same is there is currently, however, a potentially grave challenge to clean water in many states, and that's troubling because we see it all the time. Looking through grateful eyes, attuned to the support necessary to live and thrive, I can recognize a threat to clean water as a personal threat. Though it is not personal, it cannot be redeemed alone. We must reach out to others who will also be affected so that we can act together to manage it. The takeaway is that indebtedness is not the only way to relate. Examples like this prove that all of us are deeply dependent upon the material support of this earth, and that also speaks in our interconnectedness. So my goal for the new year is therefore to practice the art of gratitude by imagining my life and the world in which we live as an opportunity, not a debt. I resolve to focus on what is necessary and to work together with others to make it possible for all to live and live well because we all live together. Gratitude is important because it keeps us tethered to reality. It takes us beyond ourselves and reminds us of the interconnection and interdependence of all things in God's creation. And it can lift our spirits and give us comfort during difficult times. Practicing gratitude is an antidote to fear and feelings of not being in control. Now, you've heard over the 10 years that we have enjoyed this live show, Dr. Johnny Bergstrom for almost the last 7, to bring awareness of gratitude, the importance of gratitude, and how it intertwines in our life. And his latest book, Gratitude Changes Everything, tells us all about that. And all these years, he's talked about every subject we could think about, which includes gratitude. And I started rethinking how this is an important show to have as we end our reign of 10 years of live broadcast on Blog Talk Radio with guests from all over the world. And I'm so proud to say I was part of that. I thought I would have 15 minutes of fame. And instead, it led to 10 years of success, awards, and wonderful relationships, especially with Dr. Johnny Bergstrom, because he showed me sometimes we forget that gratitude is everything. So sit back, take a break, grab a latte, hot chocolate, iced tea, all depends on where you are, and listen to some of our sponsors. And then we'll be back with my wonderful friend for the last time on the Networking Diva Hour Live. Doesn't mean you'll hear him for the last time. He still has his podcast and his shows and his gratitude moments and his book. So sit back. We will be right back. This is your host, Janice Carlson. And we're anxiously waiting Dr. Johnny Bergstrom.
Do you often find yourself struggling to find the joy in every day? Would you like to feel as good as you know you should? The daily struggle to find joy and happiness is shared by hundreds of millions of people around the world, and you don't have to be among them any longer. Hi, I'm the gratitude doctor, Johnny Bergstrom. For years, I struggled to find the joy that I knew I should feel, and after years of heartache and unhappiness, I treated my life with gratitude, and gratitude changed everything. I can coach you to heal your life with gratitude. Find the Center of Gratitude radio show and the Gratitude Doctor podcast, and in 15 minutes or less, you'll be well on your way to that joyful feeling with gratitude.
Accounting can be one of the most time-consuming aspects of operating a small business, but it is paramount to the success of your business, especially since 2021. The work can be extremely overwhelming for business owners who lack the time, knowledge, and skills to properly handle their accounts. Your Tax Lady LLC Accounting Service utilizes their knowledge and experience to professionally handle your small business accounting needs. They are also equipped to remotely handle most small business needs nationwide and welcome you to contact them for a consultation. Your Tax Lady, Kathy Bilkus, is an enrolled agent and America's tax expert working for you for over 40-plus years. Call Your Tax Lady today at 719-548-4924 or online at taxladyllc.com. Your Tax Lady continues to check your bottom line so the government still doesn't get it all.
ColoradoSpringsOver50.com is a newly designed online member directory for businesses and organizations that provide products and services for the over 50 population. The directory features your own marketing landing page, electronic business card, event postings, member page, activity analysis, and more. So text the word CSOver50, that is CSOVER50, to 72727. And visit our website to see other features and benefits. Stop by online today at ColoradoSpringsOver50.com or text to receive our electronic business card. Colorado Springs Over 50, the best is yet to come.
You hear all the time about what is in your water. As you also heard, bottled water is not absorbed. It's only 15% hydration. You need water that is actually absorbed at 85% with antioxidants to boost your immune system. Oasis for Water recommends, and so do I, 9.5, but it has to be made that way through electrolysis, never with chemicals added. They only pour Kangen water at Oasis for Water and have information sessions on the water, health, and business. I have been benefiting for over 5 years now. This is a free water shop in Colorado Springs, so you can try it for yourself. Anyone interested in attending these meetings or finding out how this water can change your life, call 719-930-2359 or 719-360-2998 and go to KangenOfColorado.com for information. Kangen water, often imitated, but never duplicated.
Hi, I'm Dr. Johnny Bergstrom from the Center of Gratitude. As a personal metaphysical coach, I work with folks all over the world to heal their hearts, mend their minds, and strengthen their spirits with gratitude. And I can help you do the same. Tune into my show, The Gratitude Doctor, right here on Blog Talk Radio, anytime you need a boost. For more information, visit thegratitudedoctor.org.
Jack seasoning is a classic Midwest flavor used for all things bland that needs just a little shake to bring out the goodness. Their unique flavor is subtle, not hot or exotic. From meats, vegetables, and eggs to Bloody Marys, this three-generation-old blend gives the satisfying feeling of home. Jack seasoning will make you a grill master, too. Shake once for flavor, twice for extreme, and three times for crazy. Visit our website at Jack, that's J-A-K, seasoning.com, to order and see recipes. Jack seasoning turns a cook into a chef with one shake.
Now back to the Networking Diva Hour with your host, Janice Carlson.
Welcome back, listeners. Thank you for taking a moment to listen to some of our spectacular sponsors that we have had. I'm going to read the long version of Dr. Johnny Bergstrom's bio because it is the last time I get a chance to do that for this show. Dr. Bergstrom is an author, a metaphysician specializing in teaching people all over the world how to heal their hearts, mend their minds, and straighten their spirits with gratitude. A native of South Florida, Dr. Bergstrom's initial aspirations were to study and perform in the theater. Dr. Bergstrom's passions for storytelling, captivating and entertaining audiences was always at the root of what motivated him to perform. But what was always the primary hurdle that hindered his success? A lack of happiness. In 2006, 2006, I'm reading it right, like millions of others around the world, Dr. Bergstrom came to know Abraham Hicks, understanding that happiness is an inside job, that we can have everything and anything we want, and that all of that is possible through thinking our thoughts into physical manifested form. An awakening occurred within Dr. Bergstrom, an awakening that would initiate a global trend of gratitude in the years to come. With gratitude at the center of his efforts, he began to narrow his focus to teaching people how to achieve happiness, a goal he struggled with for years and he finally mastered. An extensive study and demonstration, Dr. Bergstrom earned his doctorate in metaphysical science and became the voice of gratitude as the gratitude doctor, spanning the world through social media and a gratitude-filled podcast, the Center of Gratitude radio show. With leadership on nearly every, listenership on every continent, Dr. Bergstrom's mission of teaching the human race that happiness is an obstacle when you allow yourself to be ruled by gratitude is quickly catching on and elating lives and all around the world. I can't read my own writing today. Gratitude elevated Dr. Bergstrom's life to the ultimate level, and he can do the same for all who are grateful. His new book, Gratitude Changes Everything, is now available for you to experience what we have been talking about for almost 7 years. Please, ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome my dear friend and the doctor of gratitude, Dr. Johnny Bergstrom. Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Wow, that was a mouthful for me.
It sure was. Even I was tired after reading that.
Well, I wanted to make sure everyone knew, because sometimes we shorten the bios when you've been on, but I wanted them to know some of your experiences and why you are one of the best gratitude doctors that I have ever known. The only one that I have never ever known, but still, I've listened to some authors, and you bring it to layman terms where people can understand what you're talking about. And I'm excited that today you're going to talk and we're going to take questions on what you're talking about and see what we can land up having for our final show with you.
Well, that sounds great to me. So let's go ahead and get started. So officially to you, good morning in the Mountain Time Zone, and good day to all of your listeners everywhere. Thank you for that wonderful introduction, as always, my friend. And I am Dr. Johnny Bergstrom, joining you from Jupiter, Florida, on this wonderful 8th day of December of 2023. And we've known this day would come someday. I just wish, like with every great thing in my life, that someday was not today. So let's see. 7 years ago, we were wrapping up 2016. And I can only speak for myself, but I thought about it, and 2016 for me was a really hard year, and for a lot of us as well. And as I was spending Christmas with my in-laws in Texas, we were out doing some shopping, and while my husband and my mother-in-law were browsing, I was beyond bored out of my mind. So I decided to do something really fun instead, go through my emails. And I came upon, you can tell how much I love shopping if I'm looking at my emails instead. So I came upon one that caught my attention, and it was from this very nice lady telling me that she came across my profile on LinkedIn and would love to have me as a guest on her show. She loved my angle of gratitude and felt like I would be an ideal guest to share with her audience. She even said that she had a sister in a city just 30 minutes from where I live here in South Florida, and that she'd love to meet for coffee before she headed back to Colorado Springs. So we met, we bonded, and a couple weeks later after I made my debut on the Networking Diva Hour, it was because of your feedback, all of you loyal listeners who have been here since at least the beginning of 2017, that brought me back every month for the first Friday gratitude gift and subsequently quarterly so we could have more time together throughout each year. And we've been through a lot together. I've grown my personal coaching practice, and I've been able to share with you things which, at the time of sharing, I didn't know would end up motivating me to compile my best topics and teachings into my first published book, which was published in September after a lot of kicking in the rear end from Denise, and is appropriately titled Gratitude Changes Everything. And, you know, if it wasn't for gratitude, I don't think, Denise, I don't think you ever would have found me. I don't know that we would have ever connected, and this platform from which everyone listens to our shows might not have ever aligned. So before we get into the bulk of today's content, I wanted to bring each of you up to speed so you can truly understand from the outset that you are listening to this program, you are tuned into my messages, you are interested and involved because of gratitude. If my teachings, my presence, my gratitude gifts have helped you to change your life or to enhance your life with joy by adding gratitude, I want you to know how sincerely grateful I am to have been included in your lives and in your thoughts over these last 7 years. Okay, so now that the backstory has been told, here we go. So today, for my final appearance on the Networking Diva Hour, considering I've been on this show more than 100 times, I chose a few topics to highlight from my new book, Gratitude Changes Everything, which is available on Amazon in both Kindle and hardcover editions. And I want to start by answering the very simple question of why gratitude. So the fun part about today's presentation is that if you have already gotten a copy of the book, you can go ahead and grab it and follow along, because I'm actually going to give my presentation today directly from the book. And if you do not have a copy yet, after today's show, or even while we're on together, you don't have to take notes. You actually would just be able to get the book and have the notes already taken for you. So that's a really good fun part. So here are the things we're going to look at. We're going to look at why gratitude, which is on page 31. I'll want to go over the cancer of negativity, which is on page 46. Forgiveness with gratitude is on page 78. The gratitude jar and the gratitude journal is around 118, and we will talk about the mula, which is on page 108, and wrap it up with gratitude for the win, which is page 178. So remember, if you have a copy, you can follow along as I talk, but if not, here we go. Oh, one thing before I get into this, I wanted to just let you all know that if you don't yet have a copy and you're hearing it today, I designed this entire book soup to nuts. Right? It's a beautiful, organized manner. One thing that I wanted to point out is that the introduction to the book matters, and then you can jump around. You don't have to read it in a linear fashion. Most often, recently, I've been telling people about the book, oh, I'm already reading a book. I don't have time to read another one. Listen, you don't have to start and finish the whole thing in one sitting. You can just jump around. So, like, little bits of gratitude gifts all throughout the day. Also, I personally designed the line spacing. So those of you who like to highlight or make notes in between words or lines, you have room to do that. And because that person is me, so you're welcome. We're the same. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started by answering the question of why gratitude. So if you're following along, I'm on page 32. Because gratitude creates joy. Gratitude is a positive feeling. It's a feeling of release. It's a feeling of prosperity. It's a feeling of blessedness. It is a feeling of victory, a feeling of satisfaction, and it's a feeling of achievement. Gratitude is the joy that illuminates darkness from within the darkness, as well as from outside of the darkness. It is the illumination from within the darkness that omits the darkness, rendering one willing and able to bask in the light. You can't feel negatively when you feel grateful. So start with gratitude. Gratitude completely resets your outlook. When you think that your entire life is in the crapper and you have nothing good to look forward to or feel like you've accomplished absolutely nothing, finding all of the good through gratitude illuminates what you should actually be focusing on, which is your greatness. Joy creates positivity. Joy is a positive feeling. Where there are feelings of joy, there are thoughts of positivity. Joyful feelings paired with positive thoughts make up the ultimate pairing for manifesting an ultimate life at the ultimate level. Feeling great results in feeling grateful, and feeling grateful results in feeling great. Thoughts and feelings create our lives. It's that simple. Whether your thoughts are positive or negative, so will be your life. Be very careful and very selective of the thoughts you choose to think and the feelings that you choose to feel. You are literally taking your life into your own hands, minute by minute, when you are just thinking and feeling. Think about that. Gratitude is cyclical. What goes around comes around, and you must understand the order that results in manifestation. Goes occurs before comes in the sequence. You have to give the thought, give the feeling, in order to manifest or receive what you've thought and felt. You can't emit negative feelings and get positive manifestation. You have to give in order to receive. In order for a negative situation to get better, you have to start the process, and you start with gratitude. So answering the why, that's where we start today. Janice, I want to check in with you and see if you've got emails to start answering on your end. Oh, yeah.
This is from, and it's very hard. I have to explain to everybody. We get so many emails that my assistant, Kari, thank you, Kari, for doing this, reads through them and tries to send us questions that are related to what you're speaking about at the time. And she felt that this one from Jean S. from Boise, Idaho, stated or is asking, are actions that display gratitude more valuable than solely feeling gratitude towards others, like with the random act of kindness that can yield substantial rewards in terms of subjective well-being?
Jean, that's a great question. As far as whether or not they're more important, I think that would end up being a personal choice for your own perspective or anyone else's perspective. They are important, absolutely. But you can really, as far as the effectiveness of the action or the thought, the whole process begins with the thought. So the thought is just as powerful as the action. So whether or not you ever lifted a finger, you could literally send a vibrational frequency of the goodness that is behind the intention that would generate the gratitude to wherever you want to send it. So whether the gesture would be acted upon or not, sometimes you have the intention of, you know, having a gesture. For example, you might stay in a hotel and have a wonderful experience with the people who catered to you while you were there. And then you thought, darn it, I would love to give them a thank you card and just, you know, give them something to remember me by because we vibed so well together, but I just don't have one on me. Well, what are you going to do? Go home and get some thank you cards and then send them and hope that they remember this random person who was in their hotel that week? Not necessarily. But if you thought about writing it and you felt the gratitude for them and you sent that their way, the karmic energy with that will come back to you in the form of a grateful feeling, knowing that you did something so generously for someone else with gratitude at the center of it. So I would say that they're equal whether you can perform the task or not. At least as long as you feel it and send it, you're doing the right thing.
Great, great. And I know it's hard for everyone to understand that we can't answer all your questions, but Dr. Johnny will give you his information at the end of the show so you can maybe ask questions directly. Okay, what's next?
From me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Fine. If you insist, I'll just keep talking. Okay, fine. All right. Well, as you mentioned in the introduction, you know, this is a very hard time of year for a lot of people, and myself, I'm included in that. And, you know, it's a season where we really promote the ideas of joy and celebration, but it can also be very, very much a reminder of what is not there, and that can cause us to get trapped into a negative here, so to speak. So I'm now going to speak from the Cancer of Negativity section, which is page 46. And, you know, part of maintaining one's ultimate health at the ultimate level is being able to identify, treat, and eliminate the feelings that ail you. Cancer used to be the quiet killer because people didn't talk about it. But there's another quiet killer among us that no one really talks about, and that quiet killer, that cancer, is negativity. Negativity sickens billions of people worldwide, more than any other plague, cancer, outbreak, or casualties of wars combined. We just aren't aware of it. Wait, people can die from negativity? It happens every day. A negative life doesn't help someone struggling to maintain their mental health, which may lead them to take extreme actions and end it all. If it doesn't quite reach the level of death, it is much like a cancer that has fought for decades because of successes, remissions, successes, and more setbacks. It's always that looming consideration that needs remembering. It's still there. They're still sick with it, and they most likely won't get better. But the difference between a physiological cancer and a cancer that is negativity is that diagnosing negativity is simple. Everyone and anyone can do it. You do not need to have health insurance. You don't need medication. You don't need to budget your care to your fiscal calendar because it's 100% free. If you're reading the book with me or you're hearing it right now and you're not having the best day of your life, I want you to think about this right now, and I want you to give yourself a number on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being absolutely radiating joy and gratitude for this magnificent life of yours and 1 being absolute hell. What's your number? Mine was about an 8-9 when I started writing this section of the book, and today I was starting at about an 8-9 because I didn't want this to be the last time on, but here we are. But after I finished the question, I reminded myself within a millisecond that I have a magnificent life, and I am radiating joy and gratitude, so my 8-9 was elevated to a 10. So consider your number. If you were able to write it down underneath your number or near it, I want you to write, on my way to 10. The cancer of negativity exists and worsens with certain choices. Now, hang on, let me explain. There are 5 parts of your psyche, okay, and your ego is the only conscious part, while the other 4 contributing parts of the human psyche are subconscious. So the impressions that we make on our subconscious mind are influenced by the experiences that we have in the conscious part of it, in the ego. So if you're not at a 10 and negativity is running your life, forgive yourself right now for your negative behavior because it's not your fault. You didn't know. You didn't know that the negative utterances from others in your life became the music that underscored your life as well. But now you do. So the question becomes, what am I going to do with my newfound knowledge? You're going to strive for a 10. When you access gratitude from your center, from the very core of who you are, which is buried in your subconscious mind and felt throughout your nervous system receptors, you can and will literally feel your body being enveloped with energy, energy that is positive, emotional, moving, gripping, and inspiring. For the first time in your life, except for maybe witnessing the birth of a child, you will feel an overwhelming sense of joy that may move you to tears. What does it feel like to bawl your eyes out from joy? Incredible. I do it constantly. Much like cancer, negativity spreads and can do so quickly, affecting everything in the surrounding area of the nucleus, of the disease. Do you know what the nucleus is here? You. We all know of someone who our friends and family members want to exclude from certain things because they're just so negative, or they're just such a Debbie or David Downer, or a negative Neil or Nancy, because their attitude, I'm sorry to anybody named Debbie, David, Neil, or Nancy, but because their attitude will suck the positivity and the joy out of a space like a vacuum. But what else happens with that when we introduce someone negative to our joy and our positivity? The same thing that happens when you're vacuuming. You vacuum an area, you hear something large get sucked up, you fear what it was for a second, and then you just keep going about your vacuuming as if you didn't just lose something. With negative people, with their vacuums, they physically remove the joy from you, taking some of your light with them and eliminating it like a candle snuffer. When we just keep going, just keep vacuuming, we forget to stop and replenish the light that was lost, which eventually over time leads to a life of darkness. And you know, it's so important, especially at certain times of the year, to get our heads and hearts straightened out with gratitude. And when entering the holiday season, this season more than any other can send people into a downward spiral of negativity. It can also send people into an upward spiral of positivity. Perform your self-checkup and assess your level, 0 to 10, where are you? Before you do anything holiday-related, perform your assessment. Before you get into your car and head to the mall or somewhere to shop, think of the things, I call them your fast five, that immediately bring a smile to your face, remind you of how blessed you are, and that help you to turn your light on so bright that it positively infects everyone in your path. Spread gratitude like a virus. Infect everyone you can with gratitude, and your entire life will transform, elevating you to level 10, the ultimate level. So that's the part of the cancer of negativity to highlight today, checking back in with you to see what we can maybe answer next.
This one caught my eye. He says, I'm only at a 5, and this is Ari M. from Golden, Colorado. He says, to me, the first moments of the day are often when we feel most focused and sometimes negative for the day ahead, before the tasks of the day take their toll. What is your routine in the morning when it comes to gratitude to reach that 10?
I'm so glad you asked that, Ari, because I can give you an actual literal answer. I do talk about this in my processes, the morning process in the book, and I do walk you through what it's like when I step by step walk downstairs, make coffee, open the blinds, start to fill everything up with gratitude, because if you can start the day in the most grateful way and you can feel the energy, just like I mentioned when reading from that last chapter, if you can feel it envelop your body, that vibrational frequency starts to envelop you, and it just emits this, it's almost like a beam of light that can burst out of every part of your body in every direction, just controlling every force that will come to you. And you'll start to find, if you can do this on a regular basis, that the more negative things that have been jumping in front of you and disrupting your flow, they're not going to jump in front of you anymore. And then you'll get so good at it that when something does finally peek through, you won't know how to deal with it because that's going to be so far from the norm. So think about it this way. If you're at a 5 right now, you're not at a 0. You're halfway to 10. So all you have to do is keep starting with gratitude and keep going.
Wow. Let's take one more question before you go on to the next chapter. I want to make sure we get everybody in that we can. And this is from Bob L. from Islip, New York. And he's stating, the expression of gratitude is a self-promoting exercise. Are grateful people found to be more likely to respond with gratitude to a wider range of scenarios and recognize the beneficence on the part of others?
Well, Bob, I'd have to definitely agree with that. Sure. You know, the more gratitude you have, the higher your frequency, and the more you are willing to see people's missteps maybe or in a more compassionate way before we jump to judgment and jump right back into spar, whereas we normally might have, and actually take that pause and just think, okay, what part of this is the good part of it, and we're going to highlight that part of it first.
Wow. Good answer. So what is the next chapter?
The next one, it's a quick one. We're going to talk about forgiveness. So that is on page 79. And forgiveness, you know, you're wrapping up the year and you are thinking about 2024 and how you want to start that. And I loved what you said at the beginning of the show about not making resolutions but just making decisions and things you want to change and elevate. And for a major effort of moving forward is forgiveness. It's a major component of our lives, and it's important to forgive forward. We've all had thoughts and judgments of others that are not that positive or that we've allowed to drain the positive energy from us. We need to allow ourselves to let go of what we've been holding on to and forgive those who have caused us aggravation. First, though, we need to forgive ourselves. So forgive yourself for choices you have made that were not in your best interest. But don't just let bygones be bygones. Learn from your choices and make better choices because of the choices you've already made. Forgive yourself for feeling like you have to shield yourself and others from your emotions. Forgive yourself for standing up to others as you proclaimed what you wanted to do with your life that may be different from before. Forgive yourself for taking time away from family and friends to take care of yourself, to give it all you've got, and for entrusting your full commitment in the vision that is your ultimate life at the ultimate level. Now, this is a big one. Forgive people with whom you no longer have business relationships with. Don't burn bridges, but sail under them as you go with the flow of the current to bring you to your next relationships, both personal and professional. Forgive yourself for wishing you could escape your reality or trade places with someone else. We all feel that way sometimes, and we all just have to remember that everybody is dealing with something. And while you make that wish to trade places, make sure you're certain that you really want what someone else is going through versus the small setback that is causing you anguish. With this forgiveness comes the call to give thanks. Give thanks for all of these instances that have caused you to grow and expand, both mentally and emotionally. Give thanks for your income and your success. So much of what I've been coaching has been about going with the flow, getting out of your own way, and focusing your attention to what you want to see in and as your life, as the ultimate life, at the ultimate level. What do you really want? I encourage you to take an hour for yourself, sit down with a pad of pen and a pad of paper and a pen, and go back through 2023. Up until this point, we're almost there. Use your camera roll, your Instagram or Facebook accounts, or your smartphone photo album to assist you. And as we all tend to forget some of those poignant moments, those will come back and you'll say, oh, I remember that. Give thanks for the greatness that has occurred. Give thanks for the setback. Give thanks for the relationships you have formed. Give thanks for the energy that you have to fuel your dreams of personal and professional success. When you've compiled your list, be gratefully proud of yourself for all you have achieved. Our lives are magically miraculous when we take an appropriate amount of time to pause, reflect, and to give thanks for the ways in which we have lived. That's what I've got there.
Wow. Okay, I have a good one here. This brought tears to my eyes. It's from Rusty S. from Jupiter, Florida, right where you are.
No
and he's
way.
Saying, yeah, that's why it caught my eye. He's saying, how many times do we blame and accuse our parents? But how often do we thank our parents for everything? No, I'm sorry, I left out his one line. How often do we blame and accuse our parents for what they've done to us? But how often do we thank our parents for everything they've done for us? Should we take the time to brainstorm the things we are grateful for and why we value them so much, then put pen to paper, as you said, and send them our gratitude?
Well, Rusty,
I like that
happy
one.
Jupiter. Yeah, yeah. We'll have to see where we are. That's some fun. That's fun. And that's a great, great question. And, you know, a lot of this is going to be another book. But there are so many issues that every one of us carries based on something our parents did or didn't do, something we feel like they should have done or didn't do, or a way that we would have rather have lived. And I want to remind everybody, no matter how old you are, and I don't care if you're like thinking that you're like way old, listen, your parents did the best they could. And it's because of whatever they did, even if they were horrible people to you, whatever they did, you managed to survive. You managed to create your own life, and you've managed to get as far as you did. Whether it was because of them or in spite of them, you created everything because of you. And everything that they have done has started or did start the process for you. So this is where gratitude comes in, because whether it's a parental influence or if it's a professional influence or it's anybody who has told you in the negative, for example, that you are incapable or that you could not do something or that you were not good enough, that if that turned into motivation for you to then say, oh, yeah, watch me, and then you spun it into something that benefited you, that is where gratitude lies. Because it wasn't how you thought it might have been, but it gave you everything you needed to create everything that you were able to do. And if you had the ideal version of childhood and anything that brought you into where you are now, great. Give thanks for that. but it would be more meaningful for today and for anybody who had a rough childhood and you, and for a lot of people who blame their parents for a lot of things. It's time for you to start taking accountability for the life that is yours and realize what power you have to correct the past and to forgive and to say, you know what, that is what it was, but this is where we're going. And if you feel like you need to, you can have an honest conversation with them and say, this is how I want to live my life. I have a space for you in it, but these are my terms. And if they say, okay, then you move forward.
Wow, that's a great answer for that. Okay, I want to, what was the next chapter you were going to touch on?
Well, I'm going to combine the last two in just about 60 seconds because I can see what time we have. So I just want to remind
everybody
about
the mulo. Okay, we got a little more time.
Oh, are we pushing over today?
We're pushing over 10 minutes.
Oh, great. Well, I'm still going to combine these so we can answer as many emails as possible. How about
that? Yeah, because we have a couple of emails that want to be answered.
Awesome. Okay. So this is about the mulo. So if you're following along, it's page 108. And the mulo, it's M-U-L-O, and it is a tool that I developed to help myself and others like me to create an ultimate life at the ultimate level. It's an acronym for My Ultimate Life Outline. And it's the framework that you can fill in to design what you desire into physical manifested form. So when you're writing a mulo, there's only one rule. Be as specific as possible. You can use a mulo to manifest anything or anyone you desire. For example, I used a mulo to manifest my husband. And I know that sounds funny. It's as if he was ordered from a catalog or something. But in a way, he was ordered from a catalog. So the idea behind the mulo is that you, and if you have the book, you can read that chapter and enjoy and smile and realize that there's a fun story there about how he was manifested. And but you can use a mulo for relationships. You can use it for the job that you want. You can use it for, you know, making every decision instead of resolutions going forward. But you get specific. So if you're looking for somebody to share your life with, write everything you can about that person, from the color of their hair to the type of build that they have to, you know, almost a specific weight or shape or something that's a specific attribute about them, so you know that when they cross your path that it's them because they have that distinguishing characteristic or those distinguishing characteristics that you decided that they should have in order for them to be a perfect match for you. And if it's the perfect job, where do you want it to be? How much money do you want to make? And it's not a question of writing that number down and saying, well, do I deserve that much money? How much money do you want to make? Write it down. Where do you want to be? Write it down. How do you want to get there? Write it down. You want to work from home? You want to work in an office? You want to drive the car there? You want to take a train? How do you want to be there? How do you want to live your ultimate life? Write it all down, be as specific as possible. Now, one of those great things you can do to use that mulo is that you can put the mulo in your gratitude journal, and that's on page 119. So establishing the practice of a gratitude journal or a gratitude jar, which, Janice, I was so touched last week when you shared the story of going to visit your family, and I believe you said it was your granddaughter or a niece?
My niece.
Mm-hmm. Niece. That she established her gratitude jar after she heard me talk about it on your show all those years ago. So that was a full circle moment for me. So you can choose to have a journal if you want to write things down. You can use a jar or a vase or something specific that says, this is where I deposit my notes of thanks. And as you put the notes of thanks into your gratitude jar, you can literally start to see everything you're grateful for piling up. And as it gets fuller and fuller and fuller, you can have another vessel, whether it's a Ziploc bag or some other kind of box, that you just keep seeing this overflowing of abundance happening around it. You can even have it in a part of the room that it can literally overflow and start piling up on the surface or on the floor. And when it looks like a mess, you just say, that's not a mess. That's just my life blessings overflowing right before my very eyes. So whether you want to keep it in a book or put it in a jar, making note of that gratitude is the way to go. All right,
great.
Your turn.
Okay. Well, first of all, I just want to acknowledge this because you just spoke about it. Kathy Kay from Monterey, California, mentioned last week Janice spoke about the gratitude jar. I have not received your book yet, so can you talk more about that? And you just did. So thank you, Kathy, for that. I want to also state my sister Francine from West Palm Beach, Florida, wanted me to thank you for the book and acknowledgement of your gratitude. It has changed my life, is what my sister is saying to you, who you met when we were in Florida. Yes. She loves chapter, I think she said 74, I'm not sure. And then another person from Pensacola, Florida, said, I guess he has your book. He says, in your book, on page 72, you ask, what do you need, when do you need a coach? And if you can reiterate real quickly more on that.
So thank you for everybody who's already gotten it.
You're cutting out there a little bit.
I'm sorry, can you hear me now?
Yes.
There we go.
Okay, now you're gone again. There you are.
How about now?
Yes, better.
Okay, I'm...
No, you're gone again. There's something going on. I don't know what happened.
Oh, no.
Did you switch off something?
No. Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you again, yes.
All right. So now I've moved. All right. We'll stay here.
Okay.
Okay. So when you need a coach, all right. So when you're not feeling like the self-starter that you once were, when you need someone to keep your goals and your desires right in front of your face to motivate you and inspire you with real-world, real-talk perspectives, when you know that you have everything within you to achieve what you want to, if only you had somebody in your life to champion you and your dreams rather than to knock them down and to tell you why what you want isn't valid or won't work, if that's happening in your life, that's when you could benefit from having a coach.
Great. Okay, another one that has read your book, Kelsey F. from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and I don't know if it's a he or she, is stating, I just want to say that the best chapter I liked in your book was mental health and gratitude. Thank you. That's all they're saying. They're not asking a question, but apparently that was an important chapter in your book. What page
Wonderful.
Was that
Thank
on?
Thank you for sharing that.
So we can tell others.
Hanging in there. 1 second. If you could see the position of my body right now, this would be really fun. I'm very glad this is not a visual show. It's on page 40, Mental Health and Gratitude.
40. Okay, great.
40.
And then
yep.
I have a question from Sue R. from Austin, Texas. She's just asking, what is a gratitude challenge?
Well, that could be a couple of things. Some people might find it challenging to have a gratitude practice, but I think what you're referring to would be challenging some friends or colleagues to a gratitude challenge. You would normally put some kind of duration or time limit on it, maybe a week, and with a couple parameters of a scope, maybe you would say, okay, we're all going to commit to making a gratitude jar or establishing a journal and entering X number of grateful entries per day, and then at the end of the week, we'll see who has the most, and maybe put some money on it or put something that's a good motivator at the end and see who wins the challenge. It's a great idea. I love that. You know, so you could definitely do that.
Great, great. Okay, let me take another quick one. This is from when you were talking about forgiveness before. I just seen this one. It's from Linda P. from Denver, Colorado. And she's stating, happiness is subjective. The essence of what it means to be happy will almost certainly differ depending on who you ask. Is it more absolute that we all want to be happy and forgive ourselves regardless of what our own definitions may be?
I sure think so. You know, I have a chapter in the book called Gratitude is the Gateway to Happiness. And gratitude is the gateway because it's hard to tell. See, a lot of people will come to me and they say, well, you say that gratitude is the, you know, the greatest feeling that we can all feel. Well, what about love? Well, you know what? If you really think about it, not everybody can tell you what love feels like. And going back to an earlier question, I think it was from Rusty with, you know, regarding childhood and upbringing, you know, you might not have had a loving environment from your parents or your family. And if that was an interesting, you know, if that was the case, then maybe you don't know exactly what love feels like. So to assume everybody knows love is not really that thorough. Whereas with gratitude, the easiest way to access gratitude is to look around at everything in your space, whether you're at home or at work or in a place that you like to be, and imagine your life without any of that stuff there. Imagine your bedroom without your bed, without your favorite pillow, without that blanket that just gives you comfort. Would you miss it? And if you would miss it, no matter what those objects are, no matter who those people are, no matter what those places are, no matter what those circumstances are, you are grateful for those things if you can feel the sense of longing and missing them if they were not there. So to say that you are grateful will give you the reminder that you have what you need. And if you don't have everything you need, you've got something that you need. And the minute that you get the next thing that you need, oh, thank you. If you're cold and somebody gives you a jacket or a blanket, oh, thank you. If you're hungry and you get food, oh, thank you. If you're thirsty and you get something to drink, oh, thank you. If you just need somebody to smile at you because you've had a horrible day, oh, thank you. Gratitude, 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 all the way.
Great. Okay, it's my turn now. I liked the chapter, Producing with Gratitude, the 3P Approach, on page 68. I want you to talk a little bit about that because that is my question to you on that topic.
With you. Okay. Do you have a specific question about this chapter?
Yeah, I do. And it's, where have I come from? I like that because you were talking a lot about it and growing up and parents, and that just seemed to touch me. Where did you find it to write that chapter?
Well, that's a perfect question. So when you take stock of where you are in your life, and especially for you, and all of these magnificent achievements that you've acquired and accrued over these last 10 years with your show, and to be an award-winning broadcaster, and to have these legions of fans and loyal listeners, you know, that doesn't just happen overnight. So to everybody listening who might not understand what goes into this effort, it's a tremendous effort. And building a podcast and building a show on internet radio, you have quite the learning curve to acknowledge. And realizing that you have something to say is just as important. And then creating content every single week and putting it into a time slot and being able to think on your feet when you don't have everything figured out or when something live, like what just happened with my connection. When all of that just kind of goes south, you get that through practice and through training. But those are based on the characteristics that you have from something prior in your life. We all learned it somewhere, right? We didn't just walk in and say, I know how to do everything. Here's life. So whether it was a familial upbringing or whether it was a mentor or whether it was somebody somewhere, that is where you come from. And it's where you come from that shows you where you want to be. And then the guts of the sandwich is, now how do I get there? And what is the meat going to consist of? And what will this be that feels fulfilling? So if you can think about where you've come from and you can see how far you've traveled, that is where the magic happens. That is what will give you the inspiration to know that I can keep going and that I can determine what I want to do next. And that keeps the focus right there. But it's also being humbled by your roots, right? So if you know where you come from, it reminds you, I came from this. This is where I am. I'm pretty, pretty awesome.
Yes. I love that. I love that chapter. Well, before we give your closing statement, I want to read this statement. It's from Ken T. from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And he stated, gratitude serves the social function of promoting relationships with others who are responsive or to our likes and dislikes, our needs and preferences, helping us get through difficult times and flourish in good times. Additional expressions of gratitude also increase pro-social behavior by enabling individuals to feel social worth and support while simultaneously reducing their feelings of uncertainty about whether they can help effectively. So thank you, Ken, for that statement that went along with today's show. So as we end our final show with you, what do you want to say to our audience?
I want to remind everybody that, you know, this is not just a book, and the title matters. Gratitude changes everything. So when you're looking for an answer, when you're not sure where to go next, when you're not sure about anything, or if you just could just want to sit down and throw your hands and say, I give up, gratitude changes everything. Just start with gratitude, and it will continue to help you to further everything in your life, because as you start to apply it, you'll start to see that I'm right and that I've built all of this based on that sentiment, and I couldn't think of a better title for a book or for an effort or for just three words that could possibly change the lives of everybody listening to this. So thank you all for your continued listenership, for engaging with the emails that you send in, for all the calls back in the earlier days before we didn't take calls anymore, and for just giving me the time throughout all of these past 7 years to speak to you from a grateful perspective and for enjoying the message.
And where, again, could they get your book, and what is your contact information?
Because it's called Gratitude Changes Everything. It is available on Amazon. It is in Kindle form and hardcover. And you can reach out to me via my website is johnnybergstrom.com, johnnybergstrom.com. And all of my information, socials and everything, it's all right there.
Great, great. Well, I am not going to get emotional, because it's not the last time I'm going to talk to you, but it was the last show, and it was a great one. And I want to thank everybody for sending in all these emails. Of course, we can't get to all of them, and as you said, we couldn't take calls anymore. However, on the last day of our show, which is the 29th of December, I'm asking if anyone like a guest or a sponsor wants to call in and say something or promote themselves for the last time, feel free to do so. And that show will be, again, Friday the 29th, when we say goodbye and Happy New Year. So thank you, my friend, for a lovely show today and for the book. I am just so proud of you and what you've done for all of us. So you have a wonderful day, and I hope it's nice and sunny, because as I gaze out my studio window, I see the snow starting to fall here in Colorado. So thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for having me all of these years, and enjoy that snow. I will see you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That was Dr. Johnny Bergstrom with his final presentation on the Networking Diva Hour Live. But as I said, you can still hear him. You can still converse with him. You can still send him questions. And most of all, you could still get his book. And what a lovely Christmas present that would be, as well as the Thanksgiving suggestion that if you bring a dish, which you'll do at Christmas time too, give the host his book, because that is an awesome, awesome idea, and they will appreciate it. Now, next week, we'll have our final presentation from a lady that has been with me from day one, Kathy Bilkus, your Tax Lady Accounting Services, has supported me for the 10 years we've been on air with her business, and she is just an awesome person who will give you business tips and tricks to filing your 2023 taxes in 2024 with all the new do's and don'ts. So you cannot miss next week's show. with Kathy Bilkus, and that is next week on December 15th. This is your host, Janice, and I could say this a few more times. Until next week, I will see you on the radio. Blessings.